Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Ooh, that'll leave a mark. As Democrats try to argue we're suffering through some kind of unaffordability crisis or something, bad news for them. You know, the people who didn't care when we were at 9% inflation? Yeah, didn't give a damn. Well, now they're trying to sell you on the idea that it is just terribly unaffordable under Trump. Well, the latest inflation data shattered economists' expectations once again. With core inflation, because they're always surprised when something good happens under Trump, with core inflation, usually called the best measure of inflation, at its lowest level in almost 5 years. That's according to both Bloomberg and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You will hear this nowhere in the mainstream media. Kind of like you didn't hear the figure 9% when it was 9% inflation in the mainstream media, and all you heard was Putin did it. Even CNBC sounded shocked. Listen to them cover it as it's breaking. And you know why they sound shocked? Because the Trump tariffs are supposed to cause inflation. That's why they sound shocked. In fact, that's their entire shtick all day long, every day. Tariffs, inflation, tariffs, inflation, tariffs, inflation. They, by the way, said that during the last Trump term. And you know what was really wild about that? After he lost in the last few weeks of the Trump term, even the most hysterical economic publications, including the Wall Street Journal, admitted, wow, Trump's tariffs really didn't cause inflation. And then Joe Biden just kept them. And nobody ever talked about Trump's tariffs causing inflation when Joe Biden was in office, weirdly. But then Trump comes back in and tries to advocate using tariffs for mainstream against the interest of Wall Street. And the hysteria begins again. So that's why you hear this in this guy's voice on CNBC. When your shtick all day long is tariffs cause inflation, which, by the way, folks, tariffs might cause prices in some categories to go up. Tariffs cannot cause inflation. That is economically impossible. If somebody says that to you, what they're really saying is, I'm economically illiterate. Only one thing can cause inflation. You learn this freshman year, Econ 101, and that is the debasing of the currency. In other words, you print more dollars, so every dollar that there is worth less. There is no other way to cause inflation. Now, you can cause prices to go up or down with your economic policies, including tariffs, but that's not inflation. Those are price increases and price decreases. This is why we can't have an honest conversation in the United States of America. We can't even agree on basic economic terms. Anyway, after just about every segment on CNBC involves some form of Trump's tariffs cause inflation, you can hear the surprise in his voice when they don't cause inflation.
The number of the morning, the CPI, maybe coming in a little bit better than expected. 2.7%, a little light here. I'm just reading the headlines here. Year over year, 2.7, ex food and energy core, 2.6. So 0.4 off. That is a very good number here.
The good news is that the Trump administration is finally beginning to do something that I've been doing for months. Tie most of the major just grotesque price increases of the Biden era beyond, folks, what walloped us so badly was not just the 9% inflation. That was devastating. But folks, when you move 12 million illegal immigrants into the country, plus 4 million legal immigrants on immigrant visas, plus another roughly 13 million visa overstays who you don't hunt for at all, and then you only build 1.8, 1.9 million new housing units a year, what are you going to get? Horrific housing price increases. And I've been saying for a long time, they need to start tying the illegal immigrant invasion under Joe Biden to prices and just hammer it again and again and again.
There's another component of this, Sean, which to me is maybe the most important because I care so much about our young people being able to afford a good life. A lot of young people are saying housing is way too expensive. Why is that? Because we flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had. So what we're doing is trying to make it easier to build houses, trying to make it easier to build factories and things like that so that people have good jobs. We're also getting all of those illegal aliens out of our country, and you're already seeing it start to pay some dividends.
So that's why, and the first time in America we've ever seen this, Trump opened a speech last night on affordability and the economy talking about illegal immigration and the fact that Democrats looted. I felt like he was listening to the show. He even used phrases I've been using. First, the illegal immigration part.
Good evening, America. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability. Our border was open, and because of this, our country was being invaded by an army of 25 million people, many who came from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums. They were drug dealers, gang members, and even 11,888 murderers, more than 50% of whom killed more than one person. This is what the Biden administration allowed to happen to our country, and it can never be allowed to happen again.
Now, listen to what he says is the worst thing that Joe Biden did.
Frankly, in my opinion, the worst thing that the Biden administration did to our country is the invasion at the border. The last administration and their allies in Congress brought in millions and millions of migrants and gave them taxpayer-funded housing while your rent and housing costs skyrocketed. Over 60% of growth in the rental market came from foreign migrants.
That comes from Donald Trump's own HUD department studying rents. 60% of the rental increase during the 4 years in the prices and rent under Joe Biden came from illegal immigrants. That's staggering. And it affects the housing market, too, even if you're not renting, because guess what? That's why all of these big corporations and investment funds started buying up properties and renting them. And that, in turn, doubled the price, the median price of the average home in America. This has been devastating for Americans, and this part of it's barely been talked about. So what's going on here? This hasn't been explained to the American people, including by Trump. He's really, the problem here is the messaging. It's not what he's been doing.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Prices increased under Joe Biden across the board an average of a staggering 29%. But at the same time, because the country was mega flooded with the 30 million that I just described to you, including during quarters of the Biden administration, you know, after the downward adjustment for jobs, folks, we had, again, entire quarters where net, we didn't create any new jobs. And we are bringing 250,000 new people here every month between illegal immigration and visas and, you know, sneaking people in on planes with QR codes. What does that do? Well, it does two things. It dramatically decreases wages because it expands the size of the labor market, right? At the same time, the Democrats are literally looting the Treasury, printing trillions of dollars, causing the 9% inflation. So you got the double whammy there of people losing wages and then having to buy stuff that cost way, way, way much more than it did. So far, we've talked as Americans a lot about inflation, maybe a little bit about wages, but not the double whammy of the looting and the printing by the Democrats and then the illegal immigration on top of it. So real wage dilution under Joe Biden was a staggering $3,000 on average. That's $2,919. What's real wages? Real wages is basically you factor in inflation, everything, all the other factors. Okay, so how much purchasing power did you lose? Under Joe Biden, $2,919. Again, that's what happens when you flood the labor market and employers don't have to pay as much, while you and your practically criminal friends like Kamala Harris are driving to Maryland with a $7 billion check to hand off. Yeah, she actually did that. That was the same, by the way, Lee Zeldin, we had this on the Battleground podcast a couple weeks ago, ahead of the EPA, was saying, look, when I traced that, it was supposed to be for green energy solar companies, but all it was like five Democrat-led NGOs, and they'd pass it on, and each one would take a 15 to 25% cut. That was $7 billion, mostly printed in the Inflation Reduction Act, ironically named. So they're looting, they're printing, and at the same time diluting the workforce with more and more workers that are not needed, which dilutes wages. So folks, when you look at what Trump has done here, this is unbelievable. Under Joe Biden, for all 4 years, you end up with negative 2,919 real wages. In other words, you lost nearly $3,000 in real wages. Under Trump, not even a full year in, you've gained back $1,048 real wages on average per capita. That's incredible. And you know what? You know what that is? That's just the power of bringing the inflation down. Yes, but also shipping home 2.2 million illegal immigrants. Here's Trump talking about that here.
After years of record-setting falling incomes, our policies are boosting take-home pay at a historic pace. Under Biden, real wages plummeted by $3,000. Under Trump, the typical factory worker has seen a wage increase of $1,300. For construction workers, it's $1,800. For miners, we're bringing back clean, beautiful coal. It's $3,300. And for the first time in years, wages are rising much faster than inflation. Remember that rate, the wages, just look at it. Wages are going up much faster than inflation. How big is that? Very importantly, there are more people working today than at any time in American history, and 100% of all jobs created since I took office have been in the private sector. Think of that. 100% of all jobs have been in the private sector rather than government, which is the only way to make a country powerful and great.
And he's not wrong about that. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, since he took office, 2.6 million American-born people have gotten jobs. Foreign-born is at negative 21,000. So they've stopped gaining jobs and they're going backwards. Negative 21,000 doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually huge when you consider according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, under Joe Biden, 54% of all new net jobs were, yes, going to American born, but 46% were going to foreign born. Now he's right. The number net is zero. In fact, they're losing ground at negative 21,000. So understand writ large what was really going on here. I mean, it wasn't just importing, you know, a voter drive, a new future voter base. They were doing that, but they were busy little beavers at making Americans second class citizens in their own country. It started off with shipping our jobs overseas, and then they took our jobs and gave them to people from overseas right in front of us. And folks, it's almost like the Democrats know they've got to embed this idea in people's heads. Trump, negative affordability now, because most people don't realize they're saying, oh, we should be seeing changes. It's amazing how much change we've seen without the big, beautiful bill taking effect yet. That doesn't take effect until January. But listen to what's coming.
Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history. We wrapped 12 different bills up into one beautiful bill. That includes no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Under these cuts, many families will be saving between $11,000 and $20,000 a year, and next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time.
Folks, the thing I'm most excited about in this speech is that he used the word looted. I've been using the word looted since the first month of the Biden presidency when Larry Summers was begging them not to loot, the former Treasury Secretary. And I was explaining, look, this is what they've done since the time of their leader, Marx. When they overthrow a country, always in a coup, in this case, a stolen election, they always loot. It's traditional. It used to be they'd send the military through, you know, smash and grab, pull the money out of the till. Now they're just looting the treasury, printing a trillion here. At one point, folks, they were printing $1 trillion extra beyond the budget on average every quarter. That's how we got to 9% inflation. It was all printed money. And he actually used the word looting.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast. Democrat politicians also sent the cost of groceries soaring, but we are solving that too.
See, that's what Trump needs to remind people, because Democrats see the polling, okay? Trump has very high marks from voters on everything but affordability, and it's that he's not fixing it fast enough, in their opinion. Now, that's kind of a little bit his fault, too, because he said on day one he'd lower prices. That wasn't probably that smart. Number one, you can't lower prices. You can only lower inflation. But number two, if you're going to lower prices, you're going to end up in a pretty severe recession. You don't want to wish for that. So he's fixing that now. He's got to let people know, hey, listen, this may take a little bit of time, but we're good. I'm going to get this done. And folks, I just want to read this to you. This is from Red State. It's a great reminder, okay? Ronald Reagan takes office. Jimmy Carter has just absolutely kneecapped the economy in much the same way Joe Biden did. In fact, the similarities are eerie. And a lot of people remember it's like Reagan came in and then it was perfect. No, that's not how it went. Here's from Red State. A nation's economy, especially an economy the size of the American economy, doesn't turn on a dime. Some of us boomers remember the Nixon Ford Carter economy and how it took the Reagan administration almost 2 years to unravel that mess. It may well be the same here. In the early 80s, the Fed hiked interest rates and left them high to squash inflation. That was a really tough time, actually. By the time President Reagan was running for a second term, it was morning in America, and we all know what happened in the 1984 election. That was a landslide. It may be the same here. But for now, they write, one can look at the economy's economic picture and honestly say it's improving. Trillions of dollars of new investment are pouring into American manufacturing, and that will be coming online in the next 12 to 24 months. Finally, I think part of Trump's problem is he's done such a good job rooting out and stopping the fraud and corruption. I think a lot of people think, well, that was just crooked old Joe. We're past that now. We could talk about affordability. No, we're not. If you put them back in, they will rob you blind again. If you elect them at this point, they look at it as if, well, you know, the American people are stupid. We're going to steal trillions more from them for our friends. That is literally how they think, and it will always be how they think going forward. So he's got to do more of this. And I loved how he did it last night, just reminding people of how they were robbed blind.
I was elected in a landslide, winning the popular vote and all seven swing states and everything else, with a mandate to take on a sick and corrupt system that really just took the wealth from people and crushed the dreams of the American people. For the last 4 years, the United States was ruled by politicians who fought only for insiders, illegal aliens, career criminals, corporate lobbyists, prisoners, terrorists, and above all, foreign nations, which took advantage of us at levels never seen before. They flooded your cities and towns with illegal aliens. They decimated your hard-earned savings. They indoctrinated your children with hate for America. They just released a level of violent felons that we had never seen to prey on innocent. They caused war. They caused mayhem. They caused a horrible situation all over the globe. But now you have a president who fights for the law-abiding, hardworking people of our country, the ones who make this nation run, who make this nation work.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.